All Pro Plumbing.
Hey, is Jim around?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Jim. Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Not too bad.
That's good.
Bank
good to
of
hear.
Where?
Sorry, it's a little weird to say over the phone. Cardiff. It's like car and different Cardiff. And then I was just calling here to follow up with you real quick. About two and a half weeks back, we mailed out an offer over your way. Looks like it was based off some financing you did through Heister Yale a couple years back. Sound familiar?
No, we haven't done any financing.
This is Jim Rain with All Pro Plumbing, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, looks like we have you down for here for doing some work back in looks like August of 2011 through Heister Yale for some equipment. That's not accurate.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I know it was quite a few years back now, so no worries. But based off that relationship you may or may not have had, we had you pre-approved for some equipment over here and capital. Looks like pre-approved for $250K. Just wanted to see how business was going for you this summer.
It's going fine, but yeah, I'm not interested in financing anything.
Okay.
We buy everything with cash, so.
Okay, well, I know in this economy it's nice just to know a couple people in hand if something were to happen, especially when you could, like, leverage my money over here instead of depleting your accounts and whatnot. I can shoot you my info in case something does pop up. You can reach out.
Okay, that's fine.
What's a good email for you there?
It's jim@allproplumbing.net.
jim@allproplumbing.net. Okay, I'll shoot you over a quick note after we get off the phone here. And then you guys been increasing year over year in your sales?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's great to hear. Any, you guys doing anything different or just kind of just keeping
Not
your head
really.
Down? And, okay.
Yep.
Nice. Well, that's
Keep
good to hear.
Keep slinging dirt. That's it.
Of course. Have you guys brought on any new contracts here this year?
We do mainly service work. So
service work? Okay,
yep.
Like commercial and residential, or?
Yep, both.
Nice, okay. Is that kind of like a 50-50 split, or you do a little bit?
Oh. Yeah, it's heading more towards commercial, which is what we want.
Yeah, of course. Usually probably bigger jobs that way, right? Instead of just one house or single
right.
residence. Okay, nice. Well, how long ago did you guys start doing that over there?
A couple of years ago, we just started concentrating on moving it that way.
Oh, right on. And you've been around for how many years?
The company's been around for quite a while. I bought it in 07.
Oh, okay. Nice. Were you working there before, or did you just
no.
come across the offer?
Yep. Just
right. So, okay. Right on. Well, Something were you in the industry before, though?
No. Nope.
Not at all. So just took
bought it as an investment and... doing it more as a business as opposed to your typical plumbing guy. So
of course. Well, that's sounds like it's turned out to be quite the investment so far, huh?
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad. How much have you increased the business since you first bought it, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, after I bought it, we had the economy downturn, but then we've been scratching back since then, so...
Of course, yeah, everybody got hit hard back in 2008 or so, and that's really kind of when we started changing our business plan up here too as well, because we know a lot of nationwide and larger banks stopped dealing too much with smaller and medium-sized businesses, so we kind of developed our programs here to really work with you guys. So, you know, we do offer, just to let you know, equipment, both new and used. I know you don't finance too much, but if anything ever came up, new and used from third and private parties. And then for working capital, it's a program we base off sales, and we can unlock you some unsecured cash. And if you don't mind me asking, how much did you guys bring in sales last year?
About $1.1 million, something like that.
$1.1 million, okay. Yeah, so you know, if you ever needed $100K or so just to take on another venture or anything along those lines to do some renovations, maybe expand your shop or whatnot, you know, that would definitely fall within that category there. And
okay.
Like I mentioned, unsecured, so you don't have to put up anything as collateral, which makes it nice and not is risky, I guess, if something were to happen. So you wouldn't have to worry about losing your house or something like that. But all right, I'll let you get back to it there. If you have any other questions or anything arises, go ahead and feel free to reach out. If not, I'll touch base maybe once a quarter, see how everything's going with you.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, Jim. Enjoy your weekend. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
Bye. Bye.